Good morning and welcome to We Live on a Planet. It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. This is episode 310. Currently, temperatures here in upstate New York, right on the lake shores of Lake Ontario in the fine city of Oswego, are 39 degrees. Feels like it's 29. Highs are going to be about 36, and the winds are whipping out of the west at 22 miles per hour. Looks like we have a little bit of snow in the forecast. Tis the season, though. Being January 9th, I can't believe it is green here in upstate New York. That is really rare. What do we have today? We have a good show. I have the phone lines open. I'm going to hear from you guys, which I love to take phone calls from you guys. We'll head on over to the History Channel's website and get some history. We'll go over to Google, find out a random fact. Then we'll have a positive quote. All that and much more right here at We Live on a Planet. So stick around. I'll be back. I hope you come back too. Hey, you made it back. Awesome. Kudos to you. So how has your New Year's been so far? It's whipping by, isn't it? I can't believe it's 2019 already. It just dawned on me that it's my 30-year class reunion this year. I've been out of high school for 30 years. Holy moly. All right, let's get into our positive quote. This is one from Rosalie Yalow. Whoa. Yeah, believe. Okay. We must believe in ourselves, or no one else will believe in us. We must. All right. Can you please? Thank you. I do appreciate that. It makes it nice, the sound effects and everything, but I can't concentrate. We must believe in ourselves, or no one else will believe in us. We must match our aspirations with the competence, courage, and determination to succeed. Rosalie Yalow. I know all too often, I lose confidence in myself. And if I'm not believing in myself, how can anybody else believe in me? You know, so I have to just believe in myself. That's what I'm trying to do today. If you're having problems with that, try to believe in yourself. Try to take a little bit of advice from Rosalie Yalow and believe in yourself today the best you can. All right, let's head on over to Google and get a random wrinkle on our brain from I'm Feeling Curious. Stick around. I'll be right back. All right, let's learn something. Let's get a random wrinkle on our brain from I'm Feeling Curious. Oh, I like this song. How many times has Eric Clapton been inducted? How many times has Eric Clapton... See, when you play that music or anything like that, it does make me distract. I do appreciate it, but it distracts me. Okay, let's try again. How many times has Eric Clapton been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You ready? Time's up. With Eric Clapton's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist on March 6th, that's my little sister's birthday. He was introduced on March 6th, 2000. He became the first musician to have been inducted three times. Wow. He was first honored as a member of the Yardbirds in 1992. Then with Cream in 1993, and finally as a solo artist in 2000. Wow. I like Eric Clapton. Back in 2004, my wife won tickets to go see Eric Clapton in Buffalo, and it was one of the best shows that I had been to, and it was so much fun. It was one of the only, you know, I've been to a lot of concerts in my life. But this was one of the only concerts, if not, I think the only concert I've ever been to, that you sat in your seat. You sat. You didn't stand the whole show. You were able to sit down, and the people in front of you were sitting, and just sit and relax and listen to Old Slow Hands up on the stage all by himself, just jamming. And it was awesome. Our trip to Buffalo was fun, too, because this was before smartphones came out. This was in 2004. And we'll learn today on this day of history when smartphones came out. That will be up on one of our facts today. But this was before smartphones, and the internet was out, obviously, and we had printed off directions on how to get to the hotel that we were staying at and left the house with the directions sitting right on the table. So we knew how to get to Buffalo. Buffalo is only about 3.5-hour drive from us. So we drive to Buffalo, and it's, you know, we're halfway there when we realize and we forgot our directions. And it just so happened, though, that we got off the correct exit to our hotel. I remember just driving and saying, you know what, we're getting near downtown Buffalo. I'm just going to take this exit. I don't know if it's our right exit, but I'm going to just leap of faith. As soon as we get off the turn for our exit, I shit you not, I look up, there's our hotel. And the hotel was only a rock throw from where we saw the show in Buffalo. And it was fun. It was, Eric Clapton was an awesome, awesome concert. If you ever have an opportunity to go see Eric Clapton, go check him out. It was awesome that we won the tickets because we wanted a concert t-shirt. And the concert t-shirts, though, were $45. So I can't imagine if you paid for tickets and then wanted a nice dinner, a hotel, some concert t-shirts. Yeah, you're spending some loot. All right, stick around. When we come back, we'll head on over to the History Channel's website, go This Day History, and then we'll also open up the phone lines. So stick around. I'll be back. Thanks for coming back. We are over at the History Channel's website, and I want to find out what happened on this day, January 9th. On this day, 1493. Oh, what does the Little Mermaid have to do with 1493? Walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, yeah, feet. On this day, January 9th, 1493, Italian explorer Christopher Columbus sailing near the Dominican Republic sees three mermaids. Ah, that's what it has to do with. In reality, though, they were manatees. And he described them not as beautiful as they are painted. 6 months earlier, Columbus had set off from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean with the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, hoping to find a western trade route to Asia. Instead, his voyage, the first of four he would make, led him to the Americas or the New World. Crazy, huh? Mermaids, mythical half-female, half-fish creatures. They've existed in seafaring cultures at least since the time of ancient Greeks. Isn't that crazy? What else do we have? All right, I talked earlier about, in 2004, how I went and saw Eric Clapton. And it wasn't until this day, 2007, Steve Jobs debuts the iPhone. Yeah, how far the iPhone has come. Who knows where it will be in another 5-10 years. It seems like it just came out. What else do we have on this day of history? In 1972, Lakers winning streak comes to an end after a record 33-game winning streak, the longest of any team in America professional sports. 1913, Richard Nixon is born. What else do we have on this day of history? All kinds of stuff. I encourage you to go over to the History Channel's website, find out what happened on this day of history, get a little wrinkle on your brain. I only give us the potpourri of what happened. Ooh, here we have 1976.
Yo, who keeps ringing that bell? I can't concentrate.
Rocky. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone starts filming Rocky in this day, 1976.
Yo, Adrian!
All right. Let's open up the phone lines and hear from you guys. We'll be right back. I almost forgot. Before I open the phone lines, let's strengthen our vocabulary today with the word of the day. Today's word of the day is...
subterfuge.
Subterfuge. S-U-B-T-E-R-F-U-G-E. Deceit, used in order to achieve one's goal. Here's an example. If you want to surprise your mom with a sweatshirt, but you don't know her size, it might take an act of subterfuge, like going through her closet to find it.
Subterfuge.
Subterfuge. I have, years ago, I was really into magic, and I still enjoy magic. And I bought a magic trick, and the name of the magic trick is subterfuge. That's the name of it. Just to deceit in order to achieve one's goal. See, we learned something today. You can, besides being entertained, we can learn things here at We Live on a Planet. All right, let's open up the phone lines and hear from you.
I'll be back.
I will.
Hey, yo, Patrick, man. Great episode 308. Just had to call in because it was a part of the episode where I was like, man, are you kidding me? The things people eat during the holidays. I had a couple of people at the job that I work at now tell me that they catch possum and they feed it stuff to clean it out, the intestines, and so, you know, they catch like in the summer or the winter or whatnot, and they clean it out with giving it food that they would want to eat so that whatever's in their body is cleansing it. And then when they do that, they kill it and they cook it and eat it. I've never heard anybody eat, excuse me, sorry. I've never heard anybody eat possum. I don't know, man. Are you willing to try that?
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for the call, Mr. No Show. Mr. No Show was asking, on episode 308, we talked a little bit about what your New Year's traditions are. And one of my callers, Lisa, from Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real, said that they have game night and they eat wild game. And I've ate a lot of wild game in my life. And Mr. No Show was asking me if I've ever ate possum. And possum is one thing I have not ate. I have not tried that. And, you know, your call possum made me think my whole life I've called it opossum instead of possum. And I, being a curious guy, I had to look it up. And opossums are the ones that we have here in North America. Possums, with a P, are the ones that are in Australia. And they're different creatures. They're in the same family of marsupials, but they're different. So I love learning stuff. And no, I have not ate possum or opossum, however you want to call it. I've not tried that, Mr. No Show. You know, though, I grew up having to try everything. So I guess if somebody made it for me, I'd probably have to try it. It's just the way I was raised. But no, I have not. Thanks, Mr. No Show. Thanks for the phone call. And looks like we have another phone call, and we will open up the lines. Let's take it. We'll be right back. Thanks again, Mr. No Show.
Hi, Patrick. Steve here. Sorry, I didn't get around to messaging people because I've been at work over the new year. So, happy new year. I hope you had a lovely New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and you did lots of things, and yeah, had a thoroughly fantastic time. But yes, I would definitely be up for doing a collab at some point. If you would like to do that, that would be great. I'll just have to fit it in with my work schedule, things like that, and obviously the time difference between your country and my country. So yeah, take care. And catch you soon. And you may see on the YouTube video, by the way, on the YouTube channel, I've not put anything up for a short while. That's just because of work patterns plus some personal things. But yeah, take care, speak to you soon, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Steve. That's Steve Wright from podcast named It's a Random World. And happy new year to you as well. I look forward to our conversation. Steve and I are going to try to do a call-in with friend feature. And that way I can get to know Steve a little bit better and find out what's going across the pond. And just have a conversation. So thanks, Steve, for taking time. Thanks for supporting the show. We live on a planet. I do appreciate it. And I hope you have a happy new year as well. And I hope the new year gives you everything that you're hoping for. All right, let's stick around. We got another phone call. We'll be right back. Thanks again, Steve.
Yeah, now when it comes to getting back to Anchor, let me congratulate you for making, I just noticed that you're now on your first full year and a couple months into it, because I think it showed that you started in 2017 October, if I'm not mistaken, which means 2018 October would be 1 year, and then now we're in 2019, so you've got about, you know, a year and 3 months, so that's awesome. Me, personally, I'm glad to be back, and I'm coming around on my, I think April is when I started it. So I've got about 3 months. I'm about eight months in. So that's awesome. And then the other thing too, to be back is, yeah, that's one thing I did do right when I started. And you were one of the first people that I actually came into contact with. And you seen when I first started, I was, you know, I would have 7 episodes every single day, and I was just pumping them out. And I did that for like a month and a half or however long I did that. And then it kind of slowed down, but I stayed consistent.
Thanks, Kino, for taking time to give me a buzz. And I can appreciate you getting burnout from Anchor. I know exactly what you mean. When I first found Anchor, I was hitting it hard. I was 5 or 7 days a week, actually, multiple times in a day. And then I took a step back and went to 5 days. And now I'm on my 3 days where it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But congrats to you on your eight months. And it's hard to believe that I've been on a full year. Really, it's been over a year now. And I've learned so much being out here on the Anchor platform. And I encourage everybody out there, if you're listening, you like podcasts, but you feel like you have something to say, start yourself a podcast. Anchor makes it easy. It's free. You can't beat it. And they've also offered sponsorship now. And I have my sponsorship through Pocket Cast, and I'm very fortunate for that. I also have some supporters out there, listener support. You can be a supporter of the show too. Head on over to WLOAP.com. You can find out how to support the show, just like my friend Kevin did. So I appreciate it, Kevin, for supporting me. My phone lines are always open. If you're using the Anchor app, you know how to contact me. If you're using another pocket or podcast provider such as Pocket Cast, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you and get your call out on the airwaves. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Do your best today to stay curious and not judgmental the best you can. I appreciate your time. Take care, my friends. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.